and welcome to Optimal Life on the RPH Network. My name is Dave Jeffrey, and with me in the studio today is Virginia Collins. Virginia, how are you?
I'm very well, thanks, Dave, and it's lovely to be here again.
Yeah, excellent. Doesn't the week or the couple of weeks go around quickly?
Oh, it does indeed.
Yeah. Look, we've got a good program coming up today. We're going to look at technology and how to handle it. Also, Kevin Spacey and driving licenses, especially for us seniors, they get a little stringent. A bit of health and beauty. How best to care for your hair and your nails. Okay, Virginia, you're going to begin today with some technology.
I am, and this one is the fun one, I think. It's about blogging. Blogging baby boomers. And it comes from Australian Over 50s Living and Lifestyle Guide. The internet is not just a place for the youth to hang out, with baby boomers and Australian seniors taking on the wonderful world of blogging. For those unfamiliar, a blog is an online journal where you can write whatever you want, whenever you want, sharing it with those all around the world. If you are interested in setting up your own blog, here are some ideas to get you started. There are hundreds and thousands of websites that can host your blog for free, each offering their own unique designs and features. Some are great for written content, some for photos, and others for videos. All the hard work is done for you, with pages automatically optimized for various platforms, including desktop computer, laptop, tablet, or smartphone. For those with a penchant for storytelling, short stories are fun to write and can be any genre or theme. Allow feedback to help you hone your craft, and perhaps you will even feel confident enough to enter your work in a writing competition. Are you retired and living the dream of travelling around Australia or the world? Travel blogs can showcase your photographs and videos artfully placed alongside journal-like entries. Writing about your experiences is a great way for your family to be kept up to date and might encourage others to follow in your footsteps. Family history research can uncover great tales from the past. While there are many websites that help you create family trees, your personal website can be home to stories from your own childhood as well as those passed down through the generations. By sharing these with others, you have a greater chance of expanding your family knowledge and making unexpected connections. Every day, around 140,000 new websites go live. They are filled with personal stories, poems, photographs, and everything in between. Join the online movement and become a blogging baby boomer today. It comes from Australian Over 50s Living and Lifestyle Guide. And if you would like to have a chat and get more information about it, you can ring Joe on 1800 531 888.
Virginia, that's excellent. Look, I know a lot of us, and I'm a classic example of this. I'm a little frightened of technology, but I know that I must get into it because it's so beneficial, isn't it?
It is indeed. And the next article is going to be helpful for all of us, you and me especially, how to be organised.
Oh, I definitely need that.
Okay.
As you've experienced just prior to this program.
And regularly. This comes from the Daily Telegraph on Tuesday, January 22nd of this year, from the technology section. How to be organised by Jennifer Dudley Nicholson. Even in the so-called paperless age, planning a long holiday can involve a lot of documents. There are e-tickets for your flights, of course, but you'll also need the booking references for your hotels, any tours you've paid for, transfers to the airport, train tickets, bus bookings, etc. And that's on top of the details about the places and restaurants you want to visit. However, outsourcing all of this documentation to an app can be incredibly handy, and it comes with a host of unexpected benefits, including knowing more than your fellow travellers about airport transit times and knowing more than the airline is telling you about delays. These are three of the best travel organisers to try. Google Trips for Apple iOS, Google Android, and it's free. The tech giant brings its own special something to travel planning in this app, which also scans your inbox and imports your plans. This free app adds important features to the mix by making it easy to download your itinerary to view it, even when you don't have an internet connection, and by providing shortcuts to popular attractions and restaurants. Those attractions, which can be bookmarked in the app, come with reviews, star ratings, and maps to help you find them. After saving sites within the app, you can add them to a daily plan. The next app is TripIt Pro, Apple iOS, Google Android, and it costs US $49 a year. Premium version of TripIt feels like having a travel agent lurking in your smartphone. It scans your email inbox for travel booking confirmations, adds travel plans to the app automatically. It will send you an SMS message in real time if there's a delay to your flight, and it will help you find alternative flights if the delay is bad. TripIt has also paired with other providers to let users track when their favourite seats become available and detect when you're eligible for a flight refund when the price of your flight drops. The app can also share your itinerary with friends and family members automatically, remind you when it's time to leave for the airport, give you guidance when swapping airport terminals, and alert you if your flight gate changes. The next app is TripCase, Apple iOS and Google Android, and this one is free. This app can act as a repository for all your important travel information, from basics such as your flight details, accommodation and car rental, to restaurant, tour and cruise bookings. Best of all, you add details to this app by simply forwarding a booking confirmation to its email address and it populates the details in your app. The app can also provide a lot more information than a standard printout and will give you access to your plane's seat map, weather at your destination, a list of alternative flights, as well as airport maps. TripCase will also warn you when your flight has a gate assigned to it, when check-in is open, and if your flight is delayed. This app may warn you about it before the airline does. So those are three excellent apps to help you be organised when you're travelling, and it comes from the Daily Telegraph on January 22nd, 2019.
You're listening to Optimal Life on the RPH Network, and we'd like to tell you about our wonderful sponsor, the Seniors Rights Service. You can contact them on 1-800-424-079, and we'll say that number again. But they handle such things as consumer rights, human rights and elder abuse, there's financial exploitation, and planning for later life. They provide information about these rights and responsibilities. They'll listen to your concerns. Now, they'll help you resolve problems or complaints with your aged care service provider, and they'll speak on your behalf to your service provider if required, or they'll refer you to other agencies wherever necessary. Now, this is the Seniors Rights Service. It's a free service to you, and you can contact them on seniorsrightsservice.org.au or 1-800-424-079. The Seniors Rights Service, wonderful sponsor of our program.
So we have one more article on technology. It's actually how to shop online successfully. And it comes also from the Australians Over 50s Living and Lifestyle Guide. So how to shop online successfully. Today, there is often a lot of focus on the negatives of shopping online, with parcels not arriving or products being poor quality or ongoing credit card charges. However, there are also many positives which are often overlooked. A main advantage of shopping online is being able to shop when you want to, enabling you to take the time to read and research the products you're interested in, all in the comfort of your own home and no pushy salespeople. Along with not wasting time going to shops, finding a car park and contending with crowds only to find the item is no longer available, you can see instantly if the item is available to purchase. Many online stores also offer great deals, including cheaper prices, as they do not have to contend with high overheads like many stores incur in shopping centres. Free gifts with order or free postage for orders over a minimum amount, and loyalty programs provide members with additional discounts. Online shopping is also a great way to send gifts to friends and relatives, with most online stores offering gift wrap and gift card services. This allows for purchasing some in different, more unique items than might otherwise be available in store. Express post options are also generally available for when you require items quickly. This is also a quick and effective way to track your parcels. However, nothing today is without risk, so some important factors to consider. Is the website secure? A quick way to check is to look at the address bar, and if there is a small locked padlock symbol, it's secure. This site has paid security certificate verifying the website is legitimate. While this is not 100%, it is a great indication. Where do my payment details go? Another important thing to check is, does the website use secure payment gateways? These include PayPal or official bank gateways. Once you have placed your order, you are taken to the PayPal or bank gateway to pay, so your payment details are then encrypted, which is a much more secure option. Will I get my parcel? Many online stores offer express or trackable postage options. If a site doesn't, you may want to consider choosing another site. What if your order is wrong or you want to talk to someone? There is a really important factor, and before shopping on any website, you need to see what their contact details are. It may be international, so may be very difficult to get in contact with them. You may also need to read what their return policy is. Online shopping can be a great experience. However, like most things, it's not without risk. A handy suggestion is that after all your research that you start with a small purchase. That way you can test whether the products are quality, how efficiently the delivery system works. If you are happy, then place a more substantial order. If you follow these handy tips, you'll be able to shop online successfully. And there are 6 questions to think about. Is the website secure? Where do my payment details go? Will I get my parcel? What if your order is wrong? How can you talk to a human? And what is the return policy? And that was by Sandra Andrews from Australian Over 50s Living and Lifestyle Guide. Look for beauty online.
Thanks, Virginia. Something we should all know about, a bit of online shopping. It can be very, very handy and, of course, very, very cost-saving. Well, next we're going to look at a little bit of health, how to keep your nails and your hair in best order. Firstly, our nails. One of the main culprits of weak and damaged nails is a nutritional deficiency, says Tracy Winder, national trainer at Mavalla, Australia. It not only prevents them from growing normally, but it can also cause weak, soft and brittle nails. Prolonged exposure to detergents or water, micro-nail traumas like picking and overusing synthetic nail treatments, such as gels or acrylics, leads to continued poor nail quality. It can even cause your nails to become weak and flaky. As the nails are mostly made up of protein, keratin, it makes sense to keep your nails in order, deal with weak tips. Whether it's through good old-fashioned food or a supplement, a higher protein diet is best place to start. Diets play an essential role in the formation and care of healthy nails, says Winder. Vitamins A, B, C, D and E are most important for healthy nails. You need lots of fruit and veggies, eggs, olives and fish. Minerals like calcium, iodine, iron and magnesium are also essential. Ensuring your diet is rich in silica, a mineral likened to cell cement, will help your nails grow much faster. Your next step is hydration and protection. Use a tropical nutritive oil and cream that contains essential amino acids and lipids. These restore the nail's elasticity and resistance to chipping. And keep your nails short and rounder in shape to minimize wear and tear. There you are. Keep your nails healthy. Fruit, veggies, eggs, olives and fish. Healthy diet seems to be right for everything. All right, after the nails, let's have a look at your hair. Everything from age, diet and medical conditions to sun exposure, harsh products and heat styling can disrupt the hair growth cycle. It continues to make it weak and porous. According to the Australian Institute of Trichology Education, the director Simon Lee says there are easy ways to fix it. To maintain optimum hair health, it's essential to have a healthy diet. Whole grains, ones that contain biotin and silica, lean proteins, green vegetables. These all improve hair regeneration cycle. A healthy scalp minimises stress and exercising regularly is also essential. Lifestyle aspects aside, there are key beauty roles to follow too. To start with, Lee recommends drying wet hair with a microfiber towel. This reduces drying time and removes excess water without rubbing or heating the hair. Another tip is to always use a thermal protectant to provide a barrier over your hair and fight free radicals. Also, avoid using hot styling tools more than twice a week. Get gentle hair ties and brushes made from boar bristles. They also recommend investing in a quality argan oil, that's spelled A-R-G-A-N. Argan oil revitalizes brittle hair and dehydrated scalp. And look for products that promote hydration, seal the hair cuticles and protect it from UV. Following this type of healthy hair regimen will ensure less damage to your strands. This will result in minimal breakage and frizz, along with stronger scalp, and it will promote growth of the hair. Well, there you are, Virginia. A little bit of advice on the health and nails. It's a bit boring. The healthy diet seems to be the
thing. Oh, well, yes, you could add a few things that are not so healthy, but
my hair always looks very nice and styled. They say avoid hot styling tools more than twice a week. Do you do that?
I don't style my hair. My hair just is. I have a great hairdresser, and then it just is.
Fabulous. So that's another thing, a great hairdresser.
A great hairdresser.
Well, that's looking good. Okay, what have we got next?
Well, we've got this article. It's a slightly old article, a Kevin Spacey one, but it's interesting. It's very interesting. So, House of Cards characters' bizarre YouTube return, and it's from the Daily Telegraph, Wednesday, December the 26th. And it's a total Spacey cadet, to be frank, by Chris Crane. He was dropped from his Netflix show in the wake of sexual misconduct allegations, but fallen Hollywood star Kevin Spacey has brought his House of Cards character back to the small screen in a bizarre YouTube video proclaiming his innocence. The 3-minute clip was posted to YouTube overnight, Spacey tweeting it just hours after it was revealed that he would face a charge over an alleged sexual assault in Massachusetts in 2016. In the clip, titled Let Me Be Frank, 59-year-old Spacey returns to the role of Machiavellian US President Frank Underwood, the character killed off by Netflix after the sexual allegations were made against Spacey last year. We weren't afraid. Not of what we said and not of what we did, and we're still not afraid, Spacey said to camera. Because I can promise you this, if I didn't pay the price for the things you and I both know I did do, I'm certainly not going to pay the price for the things I didn't do. All this presumption made for such an unsatisfactory ending, and to think it could have been such a memorable send-off. If you and I have learnt nothing else these past years, it's that in life and art, nothing should be off limits. We weren't afraid, not of what we said and not of what we did, and we're still not afraid. Of course, they're going to say I'm being disrespectful, not playing by the rules, like I ever played by anyone's rules before. I never did, and you loved it. Despite all the poppycock, the animosity, the headlines, the impeachment without a trial, despite everything and despite even my own death, I feel surprisingly good, Spacey said. The three-minute video ends with a burst of cliffhanger music. Spacey is due to appear in a Massachusetts court on January the 7th, accused of assaulting a teenager. The alleged victim, who was 18 at the time of the alleged offence, came forward in November 2017 to say the actor stuck his hand down his pants and grabbed his genitalia at Nantucket's Club Car Restaurant in July 2016. The mother of Spacey's accuser, local newsreader Heather Unruh, said her son fled the restaurant when Spacey went to use the bathroom. She said he didn't report the assault right away because he was embarrassed. The complainant has shown a tremendous amount of courage in coming forward, Mitchell Garabedian, a lawyer for Unruh's son, said. Let the facts be presented, the relevant law applied, and a just and fair verdict rendered. The two-time Oscar winner Spacey was among the biggest names to be accused as part of the Me Too movement sparked by sexual assault allegations against Hollywood studio boss Harvey Weinstein in October 2017. And that was from the Daily Telegraph in December last year.
Thanks, Virginia. You're listening to Optimum Life on the RPH Network.
So the last article that we're going to read today is a really important one, particularly for us slightly older people, getting even older. And it is, do you know about driving license requirements for seniors? In Australia, as you enter your senior years, individual states require you to meet certain criteria to retain your driving licence. For those travelling or moving interstate, keeping track of this may be confusing. To help you navigate the legal minefield, here's a rundown of what requirements each state and territory has. So, New South Wales. Drivers aged 75 and older are required to provide an annual medical certificate completed by their doctor, as well as undertake a practical driving assessment. Drivers aged 85 and older must undertake a practical driving assessment every second year in order to maintain an unrestricted license. A modified license is available with restrictions for those who do not wish to complete the practical driving assessment, which is called the PDA by the authorities. So in Queensland, drivers aged 75 and older are required to obtain an annual medical certificate from their doctor and carry it with them at all times when driving. In South Australia, there is no mandatory age-based medical tests. In Victoria, no mandatory age-based medical tests. So South Australia and Victoria, easy. And also Northern Territory and Tasmania. So there's no mandatory age-based medical tests in any of those locations. However, the Australian Capital Territory drivers aged 75 and older are required to provide an annual medical certificate completed by their doctor. And in Western Australia, drivers aged 80 and older are required to provide an annual medical certificate completed by their doctor, as well as undertake a PDA. Those 85 and older do not need to take the PDA unless recommended to do so by a health professional.
That's very interesting, Virginia, because I went to a meeting of the Combined Pensioners and Superannuants Union, and they're saying that it's discriminatory having to have a test for even if you're 80 or 90, whenever.
Well, it certainly is, particularly when if you were in South Australia or Northern Territory, you don't.
Excellent. Just looking at the difference there in different states for driving licences. Now, grandparents, if you're having the grandchildren over, be careful. Dealing with a toddler is not just tiring. It's expensive too. Research suggests that children can cause an average of $700 in damage around the house. The damage bill rose to more than $1,800 for more than 500,000 families of children aged 7 months to three. This is according to a study in the UK. Now, the most common issues were ruined paint and wallpaper, followed closely by soiled furnishings, damaged electronics, and some 70% of parents said their toddler had hurt themselves in the home during the past year. And now, to finish our program, whilst we've still got a bit of warm weather left, here's a good health item. We all know that swimming is good exercise as we age. Well, water safety tips do take care. Royal Life Saving's top five water safety tips for seniors. Firstly, know your limitations. Secondly, be aware of medical conditions. Three, no alcohol around water. And the fourth one is wear a life jacket. And the final tip, learning basic life-saving skills. All right, let's look at those individually. Know your limitations. Some people get into trouble around the water and they don't have physical fitness to get themselves out of it. Be aware of medical conditions. These include cardiac dementia, seizures, and medications that you're taking can affect your abilities in the water. No alcohol. Look, this is an absolute no-no. Do not mix water, swimming, and alcohol, particularly when other medications are consumed. Wear a life jacket. Well, it's just about common sense, isn't it? If you're over 55 while boating, fishing, make sure you do. And finally, learning life-saving skills. Check out the Royal Life Saving Grey Medallion Program first aid courses. They're adult learn-to-swim classes. So there we have it. Swimming, it's a great exercise, particularly gentle for our seniors. But do be careful and take heed of those sensible tips. Well, Virginia, that's about all we've got time for in the program today. Thank you very much.
Oh, it's been a pleasure again.
As usual, I have made you do all the work.
Not quite.
Very interesting articles there. Thanks a lot. And we'll look forward to hearing from you in a couple of weeks' time.
Absolutely.
Thanks again.
I look forward to it.
You've been listening to Optimal Life on the RPH Network. Thanks very much for your company, and we hope that you can join us again soon. Bye now.